No, there's one picture.
Who?
Toots and Shorty.
No problem.
Mr. Schubert, how old are you now?
67.
And how old were you on the trip?
Oh, that was just out of high school. So, maybe 18.
Okay. What about you, Judge King?
How old was I? Well, let's take it back.
It was in 1932. I was 20 years old. Or 19.
Well, let's have to figure. I was born in 1970. In 712, I was 25. See, I was one of the more that chaperones.
Oh, I see.
And I had a car.
Oh, it was your car that they took?
It was, I had five cars.
Oh, okay.
I see, Edmund Sawyer took a car, I guess. Yeah. Zoe Maddox took a car.
But his car right there.
Edmund Sawyer's?
No, Zoe Maddox. It had old rumble seat on it. Is Joanne out there?
No, she's not out.
I thought she was there. There she is. Look at those snowshoes,
yeah. Yeah, you bet. Boy, they're great this morning. So how old are you now, Judge Keith? 74?
74? You have a picture of the group, don't you?
Do I? Oh, I saw it.
Well, that's,
yeah, I'm going to have to.
That, I think that's a blown up picture. Out of
get a copy of
it. The one, like Red Shelton, where they don't have anything by his name, that's the one where you're not sure.
But he lives in Midland. I don't know his address.
He does? Yeah. We don't know. What was his name besides Red?
George.
George Shelton? good. I'll be
well,
able
you know him.
Call information
he lives in the oil business, right?
Sure.
All right.
And he called me, I think, a few months ago.
Really? Right, it's George Shelton. Well, I'll try to run him down now.
Red Scale Shelton. Did you ever find this J.M. Brown?
He's dead.
He is?
Yeah, I think it's listed on here, deceased. Okay, well, y'all ready for the movie?
I am. I didn't realize I was in this picture up in Salt Lake.
I think that was one of those old photographers who come by and will take some pictures for a quarter.
Hang on.
Did you go swimming in Salt Lake, Jen?
I've never been there. I hear that you float real easily.
It's true. You can try it too.
We went out there and tried to swim. You don't swim. You just look like an ice cream freezer when you get out of it.
Golly, this man looks familiar.
Yeah. That's Bryce Draper. He was the head of the thing.
He was a scout executive here, the equivalent of Jack Moore, who's scout executive now.
Oh, I see.
And this is the fellow here that lives at Sonora, Ed Sawyer. These are his pictures. Now, what are we going to show? Yeah, these are the ones you took, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Boy, y'all were skinny back then.
Well, I weighed 182.
These old films don't codger to these new projectors too well, I found out.
So back then, you wore, even men wore tops.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm. Well, we wouldn't be embarrassed by wearing just shorts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think some of these are wrinkled suits, such as the one that Bob Brown had on there, and the one that I wear, and it looks like the one that you wear. But
I don't think I care the bathing suit.
No, we rented one there.
What dam was this that y'all, Mansfield Dam?
No, it was right above El Paso, Elephant Butte.
Elephant Butte, that's where I swam out to the Butte. Nearly drowned. It was a long way.
Oh, they keep turning on in that other room, don't they? Okay.
Joanne, would you mind asking me to leave it off for a few minutes?
Now, this was the painted desert, I believe.
Grand Canyon is the way it looks.
Yeah, could be.
Because it's painted desert, more of a flat area. Yeah, that's the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, that's the Grand Canyon. Now, that's where y'all went down and went swimming, wasn't it, that day?
We ran all the way to the river.
Oh, you did?
But we didn't run back out.
See, it's a mile difference in height from up here down to the water.
I think it's also 7 miles.
It is, walking down.
Yeah.
And walk this way and that way.
He thought y'all were going to go down that morning and go swimming and then come back that afternoon and eat lunch, but it was 9 o'clock that night. He said, we all got back up there.
I remember very well. It was really dark.
The fellow that was taking his pictures, Edwin, came back on the shoulders of two Indians.
Oh, he did, but he couldn't walk back up there. They said y'all hung on the tail of donkeys that were down there and helped
them. That was Jack Lewis.
That was Jack Lewis that did that.
See, they have that, these mules that go down in there. They're tall as these things. But they had those people went down there, and old Jack just got a hold of that mule. Hey, he walked right on out. All right.
That's 5 cars.
Well, that was something. Did you ever see it?
Yeah, I've been by there a couple of times.
Thing impressed me, it looked like a big lake out there. The one
thing. Here's a couple of you guys, but I can't identify who they are. It's a little light in here.
Well, I can't. That's the biggest size of that tree trunk there. Well, that's a hard tree up pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's still there.
Niagara Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a group of you there.
We didn't get to the opening of it.
Oh, you didn't?
No, Doyle had trouble with his trunk.
This is a hot jump there.
I remember Babe Diggerson was running.
And there's Jesse Owens.
Was that who won that?
Yeah, he performed. I think the first black athlete.
But I can find it. I have one of those programs. Miller and Japan, yes. He must have been pretty high when he took that.
Yeah, I was in the stadium.
Certainly packed, isn't it?
Yes.
I didn't see him swimming or diving. But that's one of Elmer Holmes' change the front end. Sam.
I love who she was.
She's an Olympic champion at one time, whether she is at this time. And
double dive or something that I'm guessing. Who all went to Yellowstone Park?
Just Edmund's car.
Edmund Sawyer's?
His car is on one way. That's the Ironman.
Do you know who was with him? In his car?
Well, one of them would have been all of them, but
there's a picture of him doing a funny routine. I don't know whether that was taken up there or whether it was taken at another place. You may recognize the pictures of people.
Oh, see, that down a Yellowstone Park.
Yeah, that's Old Faithful there.
Did Harvey D. Hargrove go in that car?
No, he was in the car with me. The Bob Brown car. Our gentle band.
Yeah. Edwin. Howell. I thought you said Nesbitt. That's three. I get to the process of elimination. I can tell you who's in my car. And all of us
know who was in his. I think we're fixing to get to the picture of the guys that went in here. So.
I'm sure that you brought the
Did you notice the absence of people in Yellowstone Park in those
days? Yeah, there wasn't that many there in those days, were there? This is a picture you see a lot, postcards and things. Okay, I think this is a picture. Just a second, actually. A picture of the guys.
Can you stop it?
Yeah.
When you get to the picture.
Can you recognize any of them?
They're too old for me. Don't want one in here?
I need to get some stuff out here. Okay. Go ahead.
Either go by or come around either way you want.
Now this next set of pictures is going to be of the group standing, and then there's another picture of them in front of each car.
Thank you.
All righty, there you go.
show up a lot better in a darkened room. That must have been y'all's car is parked there on the right.
Those are too good for us.
This shows up real good.
Yeah, I am. George Belker. Edwin.
Where is that taken?
Garden of the Gods, I believe it said then.
See, there's each group in their car.
That Model A is mine.
It must have been Doyle's car with a trailer on it.
All of us had trailers. Every car had a trailer.
Oh, it did.
He had a cook stove over here.
Who's that behind the window? That's it. Probably about 18 minutes. What are they calling
him? I'm surprised that the pictures were good as they are.
Well, he, took this film up to New York and had something put on it, poly-coated or something, to make it good. Well, why don't y'all talk about the trip?
I'm going to have to disagree with going to Sacramento. I think we went direct from San Francisco to Reno.
To Reno? Well, he wasn't sure about that leg.
I don't remember going through Sacramento at all. Do you?
I don't either. No.
That was the leg of the trip he wasn't sure about.
There was a definite climb up there from San Francisco, right straight on up there to Reno, because it's uphill all the way.
Well, here's some things that he told me, and maybe y'all can talk about. He said there were a lot of gravel and dirt roads in those days. It wasn't paved to the coast like it is now.
Yeah, absolutely it wasn't paved.
I go along with that.
Y'all remember going over some roads between here and Los Angeles particularly that were bad?
Well, I would say after we got to the edge of San Angelo, it was gravel road for the rest of the way across Texas.
On out through Merton, on out in there. They didn't have that road paved for years.
Yeah. And y'all stayed, stayed the first night at Socorro?
No.
Fort Del Sato.
No, night we stayed at Balmoray, I do believe.
Kent, by that highway. See, we went through Fort Stockton, and then that road went on up to meet that other highway cut that goes west.
Mm-hmm.
And that forked, and then we spent the first night there and got there about midnight, I guess.
Way late at night, and I think it was at State Park at Balmoray.
Y'all met down here at the old village, and Doyle said that the Scout Village, as we knew it in the 30s, was the old tourist court. But see, he said that each town had a tourist court that was free, that people could stay there and they could cook their food and camp and take showers, and that the old Scout Village here used to be San Angelo's tourist court. And y'all met there
this
that morning.
Well, that's not quite accurate. The Scout Village was built on the site of the old San Angelo tourist court.
Okay.
And here's one of the buildings right behind Doyle's car. They were a log cabin, they were a log slab on the outside of a little frame building.
That's the car and trailer that Doyle took them.
You know where this old white house is down here?
Yeah.
Now that is right behind there. It was where
the Scout Village.
Scout Village was.
And y'all met there that morning?
Oh, we'd met time after time. But then that night we left out of there. That's where we are. So we didn't leave. It was about 6 o'clock.
It was late in the afternoon when we left.
I'd say 6 or 6:30 before we left then. Why we left that late, I don't know.
And then y'all went on to Balmoray and spent the first night.
I think that's correct.
Okay. And then he said the next night you spent near La Cruces, New Mexico. Went through El Paso and went up to Las Cruces.
And we stayed in El Paso about half a day, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And then went on up to Lost
Cruces. Then went up to Socorro.
Yeah, he said his generator went out at Socorro. He had to spend the night there, and y'all went on.
No, we didn't leave him anywhere. We stayed with him.
Stayed with him?
I followed him one night all night long, putting water in his car.
That was when you were going across the desert and coming back.
No, yeah. Going out. Man. Well, we got his car in pretty good shape when
we got home.
And batteries, and tires, and radiators.
Dolomatics from
Uvalde. Yeah. But he was an architect
here,
time, yeah.
And he's an architect down there with Graves Associates. He said that y'all went to the Petrified Forest and the Painted Desert, and then you went to the Grand Canyon and got there late at night when you got to the Grand Canyon.
That's right.
And spent the night.
Yes, that's correct.
And then the next morning y'all got up and went down the canyon or did something. Do y'all remember that?
Well, we're told to see the sunrise over the canyon. So we got out real early and determined that in some inaccurate manner that we could go down there and to the river and come back in the late afternoon, but it didn't turn out to be so. I remember we ran down there passing all of those mule trains which had started before us, but then one by one they passed us on the way back out.
See that road goes like this.
Yes, we went swimming in the river.
We cut down. See, when the road this way and wind around, then we could go from here down there.
Oh, you cut across the...
Oh, yeah, we had going
trail.
Down.
Yeah. It was faster that way. But I understand it wasn't quite as easy coming out that accident.
It has that soft dirt in there, and it's very hard to put the slip back.
And Jack Lewis got hold of a donkey tail and came...
It's one of those mules, that mule train that they go down there with. Old Jack.
And then... He said they had to carry some of them out.
I think
yes,
they did.
Late in the afternoon, they sent people, Indians, that they have there for the purpose of down the trail. And also came Delker and Maddox and somebody with some beans. So we did have some beans. And then...
Oh, they sent the beans down?
They sent the beans down.
Part way down the trail.
But it was...
Did you have to spend the night down there?
Oh, no. We got out by 8, 9 o'clock that night.
Dark.
And then went to a dance.
Went to a dance that night?
We were a little younger then.
Then he said you went to Peach Springs, Arizona and spent the night. And one of the trailer hitches had broken. And he said in those days they used the iron off the wagon wheels and bolted it on the back of the vehicle and put a pin through it. And that's how they made the trailer hitches.
Yes.
They didn't have trailer hitches like we know them today. And that one of them broke. And then they got a blacksmith up. And he went over and cranked up his blacksmith shop and welded the piece back together, whatever had broken. Do y'all remember that?
I don't recall that. But Doyle should know what they were made of, or he made them.
Okay, then where'd y'all go from Peach Spring, Arizona? Y'all going into San Francisco, into Los Angeles?
I don't remember accurately, but I think so. Just a straight shot.
And he said that was the nicest place y'all stayed at on the whole trip. What all did y'all do while you were down in Los Angeles?
Went to the Olympics.
Just went to the games.
Did you go to Catalina Island?
And then one time we went to Catalina and stayed overnight.
That's his boat too.
And then went down to San Diego.
No.
Y'all didn't go out. Maybe it's just one car went down. Doll said they went down to San Diego and looked at the boats or something down there.
No.
Or was he getting that mixed up with Catalina?
What, in Los Angeles did y'all camp out or what?
Yes, we did. We had all of our camping gear, bedrolls, tents, our old cook, Isaac, was his name.
He's the one that's a chef now?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Chef. I don't know where it is.
He worked
on this one right here.
He worked in the garage those days before we went on that trip.
He's probably deceased now.
Oh,
I don't know what ever happened to him. Spanish rice was his favorite dish that time.
Did he cook that often on the trip?
Well, pretty often.
Now what are y'all's impressions of the games?
Well, of course, as a kid, I was very much impressed with the big crowds and the athletes of all the nations. And we coveted those Olympic badges also, and were able to get sweatshirts with the insignia.
Some of the boys brought those big banners, you know.
Yeah.
Back that's right at the end of the film, it showed.
Yeah, there'll be this one in a picture here.
Brought those back. We, at Christmas, after that, the Zokas gave a big dance, and they had all the souvenirs, different ones they brought, on the walls down there at the Cactus
Hotel.
Mm-hmm. Back in those days,
Johnny,
two big dances at Christmas, the A&M dance and the Zoka dance.
The Zoka?
Z-O-C-A-H.
You know, see, that in those days, they didn't have exploring. And the group here organized in what they called the Zokas, which is, in those days, was Senior Boy Scout.
That's what it was.
And there were two other guys that belonged to the group that wasn't in that picture. Let's see, it was Harry Logan and...
He's in this picture.
Yeah, two of the two Logans here that...
just one Logan.
Well, bro, you probably refer to Ralph.
The Ralph
didn't
go.
He
didn't go.
No, but they were members of the Zokas, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, they were in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I talked to Ralph the other day about it. He thought he was going to be able to go, but something happened. He didn't make the trip.
And then y'all went, after the games were over, y'all decided, or was part of the trip, I guess, to go up to San Francisco. What'd y'all do up there?
We went driving out along the beach to see the Seal Rocks and to the
Then we go to that museum one day.
Went to the Huntington Museum. I think it's Huntington, isn't it?
That's in Los Angeles, huh?
No, this is a museum up in San Francisco.
The one in San Francisco. And tell you the truth, while we were driving around San Francisco to look at the sites, well, some of us were underneath the cover of a rear seat, a jump seat. I remember being in that one on old Oil's car. And it was so cold in San Francisco for us kids from Texas who had nothing but short sleeve shirts that we just closed the lid on us.
Y'all drove around with the lid closed down.
The thing that surprised me about it, we tried to go swimming down at Los Angeles, also San Francisco, but it's so cold. That water ball, you just in it, you back out. It just, to me, I just never froze to death. And over at Catalina Island, it was cold over there. I thought it'd be hot, but one night in Galveston.
So you pulled the lid over on the all the way on the car, all the way over.
Yeah, that jump seat in the back.
Yeah.
Did you ever see a mother-in-law seat?
Oh, the rumble seat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
such as this. The rumble seat.
Oh, when
right?
You pull the lid over right there?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, it opens up and they can sit in it, but it's so cold they just pull themselves down inside.
The seat is here, and then when you want to, if you don't have anybody sitting there, you just put this lid down back here. And so a lot of room on that way where you put your feet. Do you remember that car that I ride in the parade in? It's that Model A Ford. This is a whole lot like that. Has that lid that comes down on it.
His old Oil's car, a Ford?
Yeah, that's his old.
No, it wasn't a Ford. I think his was a Plymouth one.
I can't tell.
I can't tell, but it was not a Ford, I don't think.
Well, did you think you were going to get a suntan out there on Catalina Island?
I just want to go swimming. You know. It hurt.
Did you think you were
going to
get a suntan out there on Catalina Island?
I just want to go swimming. We'd heard of Catalina Island back in those days was a very popular place to go.
Was it a resort type thing?
Yeah. See, you get on this big ship and go over there from Los Angeles over there. It's real. It's a beautiful place.
But y'all got in the water, but it was too cold.
for me.
Oh, that's why y'all are standing in that picture on. What was it that
that's
you're standing?
That's Salt Lake.
Oh, that was Salt
that
Lake?
Wasn't bad.
You didn't have any pictures of the when y'all were swimming?
The nearest I have is no island. I don't think I even had a camera.
I was going to say, apparently there weren't too many cameras taken on that trip.
What kind did you have? A box camera?
I have no idea now.
You know what I'm talking about, a box camera?
It took a large picture.
It looked like a box camera type picture.
Because it's such a good picture. Those are the best cameras I think ever made. Mm-hmm.
Well, what did y'all do after you leave San Francisco?
Well, we went to Reno. And then we had to work around, see these kids were too young to go in gambling places. And I remember one place went in, two of those boys had to hold on to my hand while we were in there.
So you could be their dog?
They just held on to that. If you turn him loose, you're out of here. Okay.
You mean you had to hold their hands because they needed adult with them?
Uh-huh.
How old were they?
I guess 16 or 17.
What was this doll saying something about him? This is where all the movie stars went to get their divorce, and there was some bridge that they throw their rings off in the water. He was telling something about some of the guys going underneath there and trying to see if they could find the rings in the water. Can you tell me about that?
Reno was a very popular place to get a divorce. You go out there and stay a few weeks and get a divorce and go home. And a lot of the movie stars, people out of California, would come up there. We went to the courthouse, the courtroom where those things took place. I don't remember we met the judge, do you?
I don't recall.
But we stayed around Reno then. We went and see they have those slot machines and gambling outfits. And we stayed there, I guess, until dark.
In fact, I didn't see much of Reno. They wouldn't let me in the casinos.
So that shows how young he was. I believe he had to be 18 or maybe 21 to be in those things.
But if you were holding on to their hands, you could bring them in? Isn't that strange, golly?
Yeah, see, I was an old man. I was grown. Some of these kids I'd had in school. I taught school at that time. But then we got ready to leave. Then it was after dark. I went in the car, the filling station, tried to fill up my car. And ordinarily, 10 gallons to fill it up. And he put in 7.5 and it's still 3/4 full. So I told him, just quit. No use. You'll never get it full. And as a result, I gave out of gas the next morning right out of Austin, Nevada. You remember
that? I certainly remember Austin. It was not a very nice place.
That was one of those things that we all agreed not to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard about that. I think it doesn't allow. Well, what about going about the desert? Dahl said y'all went across the desert at night because they'd warned you it was too hot. Or
yes, that was the practice then, to cross the desert at night.
When it was cooler, and he had a leak in his radiator hose. And
you say that again.
And he said he used up all the water that was available to keep his car cooled down to go. Y'all remember any of that?
Yeah, we had to carry a 5-gallon can of water to keep filling it up every few miles. No, it's my impression. It's a desert or not, from Reno to Austin. I had backed into a limb, and I knocked the back window out of my car. And I didn't know that such a draft would come out of there. We didn't even froze in my car. And the only windows open was the back window.
At night, coming across
the
desert.
We left Reno, I'd guess around 10 o'clock, would you?
Well, how did it come about that only one car went up to Yellowstone? What was the deal?
Spent all the money on...
It was finances.
And what did y'all do while they went up there?
I think we went on in Salt Lake City and waited. We agreed where we'd meet there. And my memory is that this picture was taken in Salt Lake City.
Well, then the group came back and got together.
The car came back, then we came on home.
Did anything happen after y'all left?
Nothing earth-shattering, was it?
No, I don't think there was.
Went on down to Denver. I think we went out to the Mint there and around the public buildings in Denver. And then came down like some of that to the town and on to into Amarillo and Big Springs and
the Garden of the Gods. And
yeah, that's right out of Denver. He rode around through those things.
Do y'all remember how long the trip took? Dahl said 6 weeks and 6,000 miles. What's y'all's memory of the trip?
3 weeks.
I think it was closer to 3 weeks to four and not any 6 weeks.
I had to be back. If you figure back, see when the Olympics started out there. But then we left here in time to get there, but because of car trouble, we didn't make the opening day. And then I had to be back teaching school first part of September, so I had to be back. So then we... I think, the first part of August when we left here. And I'm just telling you my memory on the thing. I can't...
Right. Well, what are y'all's impression of the total trip and the group then? Y'all seem... When I'm calling around these people, they all seem to be real close friends.
That's true.
You know, even today.
Well, let's see.
Isn't
it 1,400 miles from here to Los Angeles?
It's roughly.
And then it's 16. About 300 from there to San Francisco. So that'd be 1,700. And then across to Salt Lake City, I'd say, I'd say roughly maybe 5,000 miles.
Altogether, yes. What made it so good a trip was the fact that we were Depression age kids and there hadn't been any traveling.
So this was something special.
Yes.
Well, how did this group, had they come up through scouting together? Did they know each other much before the trip, or was it the trip that sort of got them?
Oh, we knew each other through scouting.
But it's strange how the memory, my memory is very clear. I was at prayer meeting, and some of the boys came and asked me to come out, and they met over the courthouse. You remember, upstairs and...
Yes.
On the West End, and they asked me if I could go. I said where they were going. And I said, sure, and so then we started getting things together.
What did you say you were?
Ma'am?
What did you say you were?
School teacher.
You were a school teacher. Oh.
Where did you teach school here? What school?
Here, high school.
The old high school?
Yeah.
But you weren't officially anything with the Boy Scouts at that time?
No, they just needed another car.
Oh.
And they asked me if I would go, and I just... And that's...
Well, he was our basketball coach.
Yeah, for junior college, so...
Well, you were in scouting, though, here then.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And this group, who got the trip up originally? Do you remember?
I don't know who dreamed it up.
Was it Draper?
Probably.
I'd say Draper. He's a visionary song.
I know there were guys, the two guys from Sonora and the two guys from Menard, and I guess that was the only out-of-town people that went on the trip.
Mm-hmm, I think so.
I'd say a lot of these kids I had in school.
We all must have planned this trip for some time then, or was it just a spur of the moment?
No, I think it had to be worked on for quite a while. For example, all of the kitchen equipment had to be gotten together, and it was done over at Doyle's backyard. All of the trailer hitches had to be made, and he did make them out of old wagon tires. He's a pretty good blacksmith.
Yeah, he was telling me his biggest thrill was watching that blacksmith heat up his deal, because they didn't have blow torches in those days to weld stuff with, and how he heated both ends of the iron and put it back together, and so they could continue.
But y'all had a cook?
Yeah, that's this fella here.
So did he just agree to go along? Or?
We paid all of his expenses.
Oh.
And he did the cooking. Yeah, they all cooked too.
It was in his car. The cooking stuff was in his car. I think four people. Dahl and Isaac and J.M. Brown and Red Shelton, I believe, were in.
Did the cooking?
No, like Pete Springs.
No, Shelton may have been Shelton. He was not in this car, like I thought.
So you went during the summer?
It was
August. Summer 1932?
August of 1932.
I wonder if anything was ever written up in the paper on that trip.
I doubt, seriously. It might have been a little squib about it. A bunch of Zocas are going. may have had a list of them. I don't know.
And it's Z-O-C-H,
Zocca? Z-O-C-A-H.
Like
Z-O-C-A-H.
Oh, okay. And does that still exist today? Zocca?
No, that died out.
No, I think it died out with Bryce Draper.
In the late 30s.
And it said that they were older scouts when they were?
And I was one of the chaperones there for 2 or 3 years, then all of a sudden it just kind of died out.
And how many people got together to go?
25 here. Five cars.
Were there any welcome home parties or anything like that?
No. We got together big spring, washed the cars, and we came in a group in San Angelo, and we went back down there, and when we did, well, then took the boys home. That was the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Y'all never gotten together since then?
Not this group.
No, the group has never gotten together since.
If it had, they didn't invite me.
Did the group get pretty close to each other on the trip? And I imagine each car did, but I mean as a group. You remember most of these guys now, or they just sort of drifted their own way?
Oh, I would recognize any one of them.
The only two that I did not know, that was the two boys from Menard. That is, yeah. I didn't know very well after we got home. Because in my group, like Chubb Harris, Jack Lewis, Allen Hood, and George Delker, those boys I had in school, in Sunday school, and I was close to them before we ever went on this. And so I don't know how you got your group together. They just said, here are these four. They all right. I said, sure.
Well, how did y'all's group get together?
I have no idea. Just parceling out as to who was to ride in which car.
Well, who was in your car, do you remember?
Surely. Roy Vance, and then Choice Borders, and then Ledyard Harris, and Harvey Hartgrove, and then Bob Brown.
You and Bob's car. Mm-hmm. Was it five of you or six of
them? Well, six.
What kind of car did y'all go in?
I can't recall.
It
was a sedan, a four-door sedan, and it might have been a Studebaker.
Somebody
took trunk on the rear, I do recall.
Somebody took a Packard. Was
that
Edmund? That was Sawyer, the Packard.
It was a brand new one, I think, or something.
It's pretty new.
Yeah. And what did y'all go in, Judge?
Model A Ford.
Model A
29
Ford.
29 model. Yeah, we figured out carrying that many of us, five of us, pulling the trailer. We averaged pretty close to 20 miles per gallon of gas. Changing oil, we'd buy this oil, two gallons for a dollar, you know. We'd change the oil and grease the car. And that my whole expense was $65. It just, and that's buying a tire and buying an axle.
Well, I'll never mention many things about flats, so apparently y'all didn't have too many flats on the trip, in spite of all the gravel roads.
I came from San Francisco here without a spare.
Oh, you did?
We didn't have a flat at all. I remember over at Pete Springs, Arizona, we got in there the other day and I wanted some milk. Went in there and the drunk Indian was running. I said, how much is it? He said, 75 cents. Kind of high, isn't it? Take it or leave it. And across the street, it's 30 cents, I think. So.
The dog said he fed you all 75 cents a day. Is that about right? Says,
I imagine that's correct. The whole trip was less than $50
for the whole trip. That's not bad.
That includes gasoline
for every
person? About $50 a person?
Yes, we were able to do it.
Now, there's one thing that impressed me. We stayed at what they call Elysian Park, and I heard that name. I heard that name on TV the last day or two. Mm-hmm. Something about Elysian Park, and the reason it impressed it, somebody had a real vicious murder up there in that park just a few months before that. Kind of impressed us. It's a beautiful thing. It had to go off up a hill there, right in Los Angeles.
Well, he mentioned something about that
Let's see where I wrote that down now.
Let it. Let's see. Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
Y'all saw a big hotel, motel, or lodge where they had made talking movies at. It was one of the famous places where they were first making talking movies. And that y'all went on down the road and you saw this cloud of smoke in the background, and says later you found out that the lodge had caught fire and burned down right after y'all had passed it. Do you remember anything about that?
I don't recall that.
That's dog story. Let him have it. I don't remember. We did stop at Lake Tahoe. Went out there because I had read Mark Twain about Roughing It, I believe. He jumped in water about 30 feet deep. He thought he was going to hit a rock down there, but that water was, Lake Tahoe was a beautiful lake. I don't remember we stayed there very long.
No, we didn't. Just never camped.
No, just filled around.
So really, most of y'all's trip was to go to the Olympics and stay there, and you just sort of saw things as you went, but not staying very long.
Yeah, that's true. We're just tourists.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all get any autographs at the Olympics?
I don't remember that they were very popular at that time. I didn't get any.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I was right down one day. I was down there and hanging over the edge of the rail, and they were running not much farther from here, that wall from me. But they'd start. As the show's around, they'd start off out in the end of the stadium. And you've seen that stadium on television, those runners, you know, where that fire goes all the time.
Yeah, the Olympic fire, flame.
But I did not try to get an autograph at all.
Well, that would sort of have to be a highlight of y'all's life for that period of time, yeah. Wouldn't it?
And then
it was quite a trip, right?
If I still have them, I don't know. I kept them for years. I had a little suitcase, a little rubberized suitcase, and I kept the program of the Olympics and two or three rocks I'd gotten out of down the bottom of the Grand Canyon. And I'll look them up and see if I can find them.
Yeah.
I kept them for, well, years. If they are gone, it'd last two or three years. Janet, you have something? And Sam can answer your question, either.
Okay. You know, I wanted to clear that up about that Grand Canyon thing, about that boy coming out. Somebody was holding on to a mule's tail? Mm-hmm.
See, let me tell you this. If I'm wrong, Sam, you get me straight. See, they have these mules that you can ride down.
Uh-huh.
They're big things. They're not little donkeys. I imagine they're standing tall as a man. And people ride down those things. I think it costs about $5.
And we could not afford that.
No. And then they go down this trail, down, and they take food for them, and they eat a meal down at the bottom. That is, these riders.
Uh-huh.
And then they turn around and go back up. Well, they left us down there. We were down there swimming, and we didn't have any bathing suits. Then
y'all go skinny dipping.
Yeah.
But didn't want to take their shirts off when they were in Salt Lake.
No.
And so then we. Started back out, and it was real hard because your feet would slip so. That sand was. But see, it's with a difference in the height from a mile from up there down to here. I mean, altitude.
Right.
And it's a beautiful thing, all those big walls of rock there in it. And that river, it was something else. We stayed kind of in a little outlet of it there. That's where we swam, then got out and started back up. And then that mule's tail, Jack Lewis is the way I remember it, and he'd have got a hold of a mule's tail. Anything give you a little lift. Huh. And I was embarrassed over the thing because I got pretty well up there, and here came a little old lady and her daughter from New Jersey. And they walked by me like I was standing still. But they had a stick. Like the shepherds, you know, used to have over in the Holy Land. And they just take that thing, and boy, they left me sitting down there, and we didn't have any water. I don't think there's any water, except down the river, was it?
We had water given to us sometime by those pack trains.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't carry anything.
No, we didn't carry
anything.
We y'all be interested to know that Jack Lewis right now is over in New Zealand. He retired last year from Cornell University. He's head of the religious. He's now he's the director emeritus of Cornell United Religious Department there. But they got together and had a love gift of $7,500 for he and his wife. And they're gone for a month over in New Zealand.
If you're interested in him, about a month ago, he was in San Angelo. And had a big write-up, his picture, and a big write-up.
It was a little more than a month ago, wasn't it?
It was around Christmas.
Around Christmas.
It hadn't been too long ago that he was here with all his beard. He went down to Austin, and he set up a kind of a religious program there.
Christian Faith and Life Community. My wife was a member of that when we were going to college. Mm-hmm.
But see, Jack's daddy was an outstanding eye, ear, nose, and throat specialist here. And Jack tried to be a doctor, but he never could make the grade on it. And so finally, then he switched over, thanks to this trip, to being a preacher. And that's where Austin, Nevada comes in, which is another story.
Mm-hmm. Leroy Aldwell is in Canary Islands right now. I got hold of his ranch farm, and he won't be back till the 20th, but I'm going to see if I can get him.
But he's a pastor of Episcopal Church down in Sonora.
Yes, and he's now retired. Yeah. Well, let's see what y'all can say about them. Get your list out and see what you know about these guys, who they were and what they're doing. Of course, Bryce Draper was a scout executive, and Judge Keyes. Robert Brown was an attorney.
But he died here about 2 or 3 months ago.
Oh, he did.
He lived in Honolulu. He married a local girl. You know Merle Steele down at Johnson Funeral Home?
Yeah.
He married his sister.
But was he an attorney here for many years?
He was a lawyer. He was county attorney back in the late 20s.
And he was one of the adults that went on the trip. And then how about George Decker?
Who Delker. D-E-L-K-E-R. George died. He was in the oil business the last period of time. He played football here and then went to Tulsa and played up there. And then the next one there is Nibbling. His father was a doctor here. But Joanne says that he was down at Brown, but his brother said that he lives in Fort Worth. So that's.
And so does his sister. He's moved from Brown to Fort Worth, but I haven't been able to get his address from anybody.
But anyway, he's. And then Chubb Harris, we're going across the top of it. He sells real estate here in San Angelo.
And he's still active.
Still active here. And then Jack Lewis, that's who we're talking about.
Now, he was a Presbyterian minister originally.
And originally he was a Baptist. And then he went over to Presbyterian later on. But his mother, Jack used to tell us, we went to the First Baptist Church, had a little tree out there, and Jack said, "You know why that tree doesn't have any limbs on it?" I said, "No, why?" I said, "My mother broke them off, gave me a whip to get me to go to church." So that's. And then the next one is, that's the one we're talking about.
Dalmatics.
Down at Uvalde. And then
he was an architect here for several years because he helped develop, did the architect work on Lewis Farr Scout Camp. And also on a lot of the architect work at Saul Meyer, and then he moved down to Uvalde.
He was very active in Boy Scout stuff.
Still is.
And back over on the left, fellow with a scowl on his face is Harry Logan, or Nip. He works in the bank over there. I had it at Breckenridge or Eastland.
Breckenridge.
Breckenridge is right.
And he's coming down for the banquet, by the way. He said he's going to come down here.
Not in the bank anymore. Actively, he's gotten real involved in oil business.
Oh, yeah. Well, he lived out at Big Lake for a while. He's with the bank out there. Did you know, is Roy still up at Seagraves?
As far as I know, he's in Odessa.
So he was a lawyer here, but I think he was just starting out in law practice at that time and may not have been. The next one, may I tell you a story about him? That's Willard Crotty. They had a class reunion out here back in about 1931, and everybody was looking, look at his hair, have a nice head of hair, and I said, "Who is that old bald-headed fellow over there?" Nobody figured out, and that's Willard Crotty. He'd lost all of his hair. He's just as bald-headed as he could be, but he's in the insurance business in Dallas. the next one is Luther Coulter, who retired from the FBI. And he is a lawyer, and he went back to law school then. And he practiced law down in San Antonio.
Yeah, he's with Trinity University. I think he's with their endowment fund or something down there.
Now, he and Ralph Logan are very close friends. He comes out and visits with Ralph. Hold on.
So
y'all
are going to have a get-together on
Coulter's table? Coming up here, too.
Hmm.
Yeah. They're going to be, if we can get these two guys to come, it'll be you and Harris and Schubert and Coulter and Logan and Doyle Maddox. That's six, I know for sure. And if I can get...
How about Chubb Harris? Won't he be there?
Yeah, Chubb. And then if I can get Edwin Sawyer and Nesbitt from Sonora, I mean Allwell from Sonora come up, that'd be eight of the 25, that'd be one-third of the group.
So it's a Boy Scout sponsor.
We're having our council bank, annual council banquet, and we're showing this movie at the banquet in honor of the 50 years that they took this trip.
Now, Alan Hood, I don't know, he's out in Houston last I heard, is that right?
What was he doing, do you know?
I think he worked in the oil business for oil company. He wasn't. And then the next one, poor Edwin Sawyer, his land messed up with oil wells.
Yes, it's ruined his ranch.
And then next is Red Shelton.
It's called George Shelton, isn't it? Is his real name? George Red Shelton.
Correct.
And he's in Midland. Do you know what he's doing up there?
Well, I don't know what he's doing. He used to have some florist shops.
Look, we have a city directory here.
In the library. We could go over and look.
Well, we'll go in the library and look in Midland.
Maybe we could look for
the Midland city directory and imagine you'd find him.
Okay.
Now then boy on the end, is that Nesbitt or is that Stingle?
They say Allwell Nesbitt.
Would he
be from Sonora or would he be from Menard?
Who?
No, he's Sonora.
He's all a cousin right. of... He's not listed in the phone book anymore. I couldn't get
him. He's the pastor of the Episcopal Church down there.
Was that Allwell Nesbitt?
No, that's Leroy Allwell.
Or Leroy Allwell.
Oh, that's his picture right here. That's Leroy. What I'm talking about is this man on the end.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
You remember him, Sam? I don't know whether that's Stingle or whether that's... Nesbitt.
What's this picture here? Be the guy right there with the big black hair under.
Allwell Nesbitt.
From Sonora.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll call.
He's Sawyer's cousin.
Nesbitt is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll call Edwin. Maybe he can give me a line where he is.
But I don't know. I've never seen the man before or since. And that car stayed pretty well to itself. You know, those boys weren't from here.
And they sort of stayed a group among themselves.
Those fellas did, more so than the others. And then, bottom row on the left there, who's that good-looking man, Sam?
No, that's a kid.
That's a little teenager. And then the next I have there is...
Charles Porter.
Toots Porter.
And what did he do? Was he?
I don't know.
Don't know what he did.
Oh, he was just out of school here, around the school.
Yeah.
And then next is Harvey D. Hargrove. He died about a year ago.
Misspelled. It's G-R-O-V-E.
G-R-O-V-E. Okay. Glad
he was very active in the Boys.
Boys Ranch.
Boys Ranch. He was president of it. Damn. He is one of those real fine people, man.
What did he do for a living?
Ranch.
Then the next one there is Ledyard Harris. His folks, his daddy was Ralph Harris. Rancher out in this country.
Was he a rancher, you know?
This was. No, at this time he was still in school.
Yeah. What did he do since?
He died not too long after this.
Not long after that. Okay.
And then the next had is Leroy Allwell.
He was a Episcopal minister.
Because I think his folks owned a bunch of ranches in the same.
Yeah, he had a ranch.
Yes, he has
so he didn't have to worry too much about it.